Thank you all for joining us here on the Purium Health Products Leadership Call. You are each individually invited and hand-selected for your efforts and your results as well as your potential. And credit to you for doing what's necessary to be here and be on this call today. What I'd like to do is turn the call over to Dave. And Dave, if you want to address a few things in regards
Absolutely.
To kind of the state of the union. Obviously, we got meetings coming up in Florida. There's exciting growth going on in Europe. I know that you want to focus more on network marketing with this tough economy and that, you know, you've made some investments in the business with new training, new tools, and hired me to help grow the network marketing initiative. So as a lead-in to our main topic, which I can, you know, cover and you can add on to, why don't you give everybody a little bit of State of the Union as far as, you know, the exciting things going on with Purium and you know, what you see and why you decided to kind of step up and have a sales and marketing consultant help you grow the network in the next few months.
Absolutely. In the next, we are going to be dedicated, as we always have been, from the beginning of this company to the genesis, to continuous self-improvement, something that David Litt talks about all the time. Continuous self-improvement means that you never look and feel like you're satisfied. And I guarantee you with this, we are not satisfied with, you know, with being stagnant. We want to improve constantly. And one thing that I am disappointed in myself is that I am not an expert at network marketing. And because of that, we have held back, I believe, some really amazing people. These people on the line today, there are 20 people on the line right now. I just checked. We invited 20 people on this call. So I want to thank you that every one of you made it, okay, first of all. Secondly, I want to let you know the reason I chose you to be on this call is because you are going to have the first opportunity. You are going to be the first people to have revealed to you something that is virtually going to change the face of network marketing, something that virtually is going to create explosive, dynamic growth within our company if it is applied properly. It is a network marketing concept that has been practiced and tweaked and perfected by David Litt with a couple of other companies, and it is a concept that is born of conversations that David and I had over 2 years ago about what is going to be necessary to take Purium Health Products and Platinum Health Products, the international name, to the pinnacle of network marketing. Not that we'll be the biggest company, but we want to be the best company. And when you're the best, soon you do grow substantially. And so we have what I believe is the simplest approach to network marketing, the most dynamic marketing program because of its simplicity and because of its ability to take anyone who could follow simple, basic directions. It will guide them through, again, a very, very easy process, which will allow them, as long as they're willing to make a small investment in themselves of time and money, then you will be able to grow and maintain a dynamic network marketing organization, which will create substantial ongoing residual income. And in order to accomplish that, I wanted to bring on board David Litt first in stage one to begin to instill a network marketing mentality within our group, and in stage two to introduce this amazing and dynamic system, which Amy and I have invested substantial financial resources and time to your benefit. So without further ado, I would like to, because David is really the architect, if you would, and I would like him to just tell you exactly what we've built together.
Well, fantastic. Well, great. Thanks, everybody, again, for being on the line. And just 1 minute of background on me and my relationship with Dave. I've been in and out of the network marketing industry for 20 years now, almost exclusively on the corporate side as VP of Sales and Marketing for a handful of startup companies as well as very successful companies. I met Dave more than 10 years ago, and was captivated, as I'm sure most of you are as well, on his passion and his ability to communicate and educate and entertain people around nutrition and wellness. So most of the companies I've worked with have been in wellness and nutrition, and you know, Dave is just a gifted person, and his gift comes from also his passion. And so when I left the network marketing company or the network marketing industry, one of the times that I left it was to open up a spa. And I ran a spa, opened it up, and used Purium products. And so I'm definitely a product of the product and a believer in what's happening here at Purium. And Dave and I have stayed in touch over the 10-plus years we've known each other. And, you know, just timing seemed right for us to get together. Dave's excited about the momentum that's happening in Europe and excited about some of the things that are happening in the business, and you know, was willing to invest and willing to invest in additional training and marketing tools to help you all build your business. So that's why I'm here, is to support and you know, train and help everybody on this phone, and importantly to bring in a program that, as he said, I've launched and I can't say perfected, but certainly have you know, modified to the point that I feel very comfortable that it is a unique marketing program. So that's what I want to share with you today, rather than philosophy or you know anything that's vague and long-reaching. I want to share with you a program that we're going to be putting in place in the next few months that's going to help you build your business that is probably unlike anything you've seen in network marketing. So.
And in order to, not to interrupt, but in order to do this, I had to listen to David, and David told me some very good advice. He said, David, you have to have products that you don't have 50 products. You have to, not that we can't have 50 products, but you can't focus on 50 products at the same time. You can't try to be everything to everybody because then you're nothing to nobody. He told me that we need to find our two best products or our single best product, and I told him I couldn't narrow it down to one, so he said we could do a combination of two products, and we need to let people know that these products represent everything the company stands for, okay? And you don't go out and try to sell people 50 products. You get them started on your best products and let them find out about the other products once they trust your brand, and once they trust you, they will get results from you. And that was so hard for me to acknowledge that we needed to do that, but I did. And we have chosen those products. We are going to rebrand two of our best-selling products to be in a product pack, and that product pack is going to become the primary focus of this promotion. So that having been said, I don't know that I have that much more to contribute, but I just wanted to clarify to everybody that David gave us some very good advice based upon years of practical experience and success. And I always say, don't hire an expert unless you're willing to listen to them.
Well, good stuff, Dave. And yeah, to that point, I mean, Purium has a whole line of life-changing products, which is one of the differentiators of the company. But there's two things you need to do to be a successful company. You need to have something unique and exciting enough to get people's attention. And then you need to, on the back end, have products that work well enough that it creates retention. And the good news is that Purium has done the harder part, which is the retention part, you know, that people will stay, not just join, but the goal is how do we open up the front door, how do we open up the floodgate so that more people join, how do we get their attention so that they can experience the product. And that's what this is. It's a simple method of operation that is tied to a gift card. And so the concept came from my spa that I had. I had this equipment from Italy that did slimming and toning and firming and tightening. And you laid on the table and you hooked up to these basically electrodes, and the electrodes gave you a microcurrent shock that lifted and tightened and all those things. And I could explain it till I'm blue in the face, but the reality is if you experienced it, you'd say, wow, that's interesting, that's different. And I thought, that'd be interesting to take the same concept of a gift card And when I talk about a gift card, I mean a plastic, four-color, beautiful, just like a Best Buy or a Target, you know, credit card-looking gift card, and be able to introduce people to a product or products that, you know, that this gift card made available to the prospects. And it solves a lot of problems or challenges or issues for the distributor, which we'll get into in a moment. But let me just describe how the system works, because it's a combination of high touch and high tech that's pretty unique. So what happens is that the gift card gives the prospect the opportunity to buy what we're going to be calling the Power of 10 system, which is the Apothecary and the More Greens. That combination is going to give them the opportunity to buy a 2-week supply, a 16-ounce bottle of Apothecary, 14 servings of the More Greens, which we branded as Power of 10 Fruits, Power of 10 Vegetables, and we call it the Power of 10 because the two products together have the antioxidant power of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables or more. And so that's a $58 value. So you can, as a distributor, give somebody a plastic card, and on the back of the card it has a code, and the code are numbers that allow the prospect to redeem the card, and they have to go to a redemption site. Right now we're looking at calling the redemption site PHP for free. So your prospect will go to PHP for free.
.com.
And they'll enter in their code for the gift card, and they'll also enter in additional information about their name, phone number, and shipping address, because they're going to need to get the product shipped to them, and then they pay for shipping and handling. And although we haven't finalized any of the pricing, right now it looks like the shipping and handling will be under $10, probably $9.95 is what we're targeting. So we're still working through the final details, and that's why we want to include you in this process. So for $9.95, which is like the cost of a bottle of Centrum or one a day, you know, they're going to get high-potency products that they'll feel within a couple of weeks. Importantly, tied to the redemption site is an autoresponder system. The autoresponder system goes to the prospect and it goes to the distributor. So the prospect is going to get a series of 6 emails, and those 6 emails will happen on day 0, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, talking about how great the products are, as well as talking about how simple this gift card system is. So it's going to shift from trying to make them be a customer to potentially being a distributor. In the meantime, the distributor will get 3 emails, one on day 0, I believe one on day 9 and one on day 18 or something. And
correct.
Those emails will be to show you and tell you that somebody has redeemed the card, and they'll have all of their information, phone number, email, et cetera, so that you can follow up to support and supplement the redemption program.
And by the way, these, Dave won't say this because he wrote them, they're brilliant. I mean, they are absolutely incredible. On day one, it says something like, oh, congratulations, your prospect just redeemed one of your coupons. The process has started, in a sense. And then it says, by the way, your prospect's about to get his product, so maybe you should give him a call and get him fired up again. And then it says, hey, your prospect's had the product for a while. Maybe you should call and see how they like it. And then at the end, it says, by the way, it's time for your prospect to either, you know, buy the product, become a member, or tell you he's not interested. But now is the time. So it reminds you at each step of the way, very simple things, very simple things. Conversely, the thing that goes to the prospect himself is so low key, it is so soft, it is so well written, they never even know that they're being brought along to the point to where they're probably going to want to become a distributor, at the very least a consumer. So while Dave won't tell you, I have read these and they are brilliant and they make your job so unbelievably easy, it's almost cheating.
Well, nice. Well, and the other thing that's going to be part of those autoresponder emails is we're going to have audio files or audio links. So Dave is going to create a handful of audio links that will elaborate on the benefits of the product and on anti-aging and antioxidants. So, you know, the thing that he does so well as an educator and entertainer is to get them passionate about the product that they're consuming. And then, in addition, there'll be some audiophiles for me, mostly targeted at the distributor, which will say, you know, here's some coaching on how to follow up. Here's some things to say or not to say. So that way, if somebody wants to plug in a little bit deeper and they're really engaged in the process, either as a distributor or as a prospect, they'll have that opportunity. The other thing we're looking at doing is we're looking at creating a movie. And that movie, you know, that we're looking at creating will probably be 6 to 8 minutes that'll be on the homepage of the redemption site. So the system is going to be gift card and a movie, gift card and a movie, gift card and a movie, simple, 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 sample, sample, sample. Let the product do the work for you. Let the autoresponders do the work for you. Let the movie do the work for you. Let the audios do the work for you so that you just utilize your contact base to go out and start the ball rolling by giving away product. And then, you know, a lot of the information, a lot of the presentation and follow-up will be done for you. So that's the kind of logistics of the system. We'll get into the pricing and enrollment packs and other things in just a moment. But what I want to do is go through some of the benefits, if I could, and some of the problems that this solves, and how, you know, the cards themselves become an innovation or a tool that you can sell as part of the reason why someone should join this company. So from a prospect's perspective, it's great because they're going to get 2 weeks worth of product. So they're not going to get one or two little packets or samples. It's going to be enough to dramatically improve the chances for a positive experience. The prospect's going to receive a lot of information. They're going to have the opportunity to see a movie. They're going to get some audios from Dave. And it's going to be consistent as to the message that we want them to receive. And then the prospect is more committed because they have to put up the $9.95 for shipping and handling. So when you have a prospect, you know, I mean, imagine you go to a Starbucks and you sit down with a friend and you might even give them a bottle of Apothecary. Okay, so let's say you gave them a bottle of, you know, what's going to become the power of 10 fruits. Okay, so you give them a bottle of that and they're taking that bottle. You don't know. They may be taking it because they're really interested, or they could be taking it because of social obligation. But if you give them a gift card, you know if they activate it that they're serious because they just spent $9.95. Now, from the distributor standpoint, the most important thing and the main reason this whole program was created is because we use this pipeline process, pipe being an acronym for prospect, invitation, presentation, and role. And the invitation part is the hardest part. The hardest part is to get people to open up their mouths. So they'll make a prospect list for you, and most people with their email list and their cell phone list, there's hundreds of people they know. But to go out and to actually talk to others about the product is a trick, it's a challenge, and most people don't consider themselves salespeople, so this is a crutch, this is a tool. They hand out this card and they feel good because they're giving something of value to their prospect, a $58 value for free. So that's the main thing that it solves for the distributor. But it's also easy to transport. It's easy to mail. In fact, you don't even have to mail it because it's the card number, not the card itself, that activates the card. So if you're talking on the phone or you're emailing somebody, you could literally, you know, type it in for them, type it in with them, or give them the information. So it's really easy to use. It feeds into that automated system so that the distributor knows that good information is going out. And then there's also it helps on the back end because it shows the value of enrolling and how to get into profit. And so I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, why and how that's so important, because one of the challenges that happens besides the invitation piece, which is, in my opinion, the biggest challenge for a distributor, is the second challenge, which is asking for the order, asking for somebody to enroll in the business. And so this helps that because as part of the enrollment packs, new distributors will be getting these gift cards. And so it makes it very simple and clean to see a building plan, a stair-step way for them to get in profit pretty easily.
Now, David, I'll tell you one thing, that I saw a movie about the most successful people. I told you about it. And the one thing it said is you have to have time management. And this program is nothing more than exquisite time management. And the second thing, basically, it said that you have to do is you have to invest in yourself. And this meets the top two criteria for that. And so I have something else very important to say. I have hired David Litt for the purposes of guiding us through this. I just gave a two-hour workshop. I've got about 30 people waiting to ask me questions, and they're looking at me like they're really upset right now. So I'm going to excuse myself for a moment. I apologize. I'm going to try to get back on for the end of the call. But before I go, I want to tell you that each and every one of you who are on the call tonight are on because I respect you, I need you, and I want your feedback about this. I am flying home tomorrow morning. I will be in the office on Friday. I will be more than happy to field calls, emails, texts, whatever, from any of you to discuss this in detail. And when we come to Miami in December, we are going to give those people the opportunity to beta test this concept and to discuss it with those prospects. So we are very serious about this. It is coming. It is inevitable. It is the future of Purium Health Products. You are the first to hear about it, because you are also the future of Purium Health Products. So, David, thank you so much for your time. I sincerely apologize that my conflict has created this, but this is really the most important part, is the part that you will share with them. So,
go talk to the hordes of folks who are waiting to get at you, and if you can jump back on, certainly do that.
I absolutely will.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, I'm gonna continue on and describe a bit more as to how these cards can be used and the benefits of them and how they're going to be priced, and then I'll open it up for a little bit of question and answer. You can get any questions answered or you know, we can hear your perspective and feedback on it. So again, you hand out these cards. You can use them in a meeting, you can use them in a conference call, you can use them in a mailing, you can use it as far as the 3-foot rule. You meet somebody in a bank line, you meet somebody in an airplane. It's simple to hand out these cards and create some interest and excitement. And then it's helpful for the follow-up because of the information that they're going to be receiving in the autoresponders. As I said, the card is what activates the number is what activates the system. So if you give somebody a card and they say, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to use this, and 3, 4, 5, 7 days later they haven't used it yet because you haven't received an email from the system that says they've used it, and you actually will get a back office component of the system where you can check up on your cards and your people. If they haven't used it yet, if you were smart and took down their name and information and the card number, you can call that person back and say, we met at a bank, we met on the airplane, and I know you were excited about trying this product. I see you haven't redeemed the card yet. Please let me know if you're planning on doing so, because if you are, that's great. If not, I'm going to reuse that card number for somebody else. And what can happen is, oh, my gosh, I was planning on doing it, or I lost it, or I forgot it, or, give me 2 more days, and I'll make that happen. So it's a great follow-up piece. It allows you to keep control of the value of the card until it's actually used. But on the back end, as I was describing, it helps you to show the value of the enrollment pack and show you a building plan. So the plan of the pricing of the cards is we're going to probably charge $99 or $99.50 or $99.95 for 10 cards. So it'll be a little under $10 a piece for the cards. So that'll be the value of the cards that you have and you can buy. And you can put them on autoship. You can just buy them flat out. Or you can get them in an enrollment pack. So as you're enrolling a new distributor, the way that we're going to recommend that somebody come into Purium, if they're serious about network marketing, is to buy cards. And so a bronze pack would include 1 Power of 10 system, a month supply, the Apothecary and the More Green, so it would be 2 16-ounce bottles, and a 30-serving More Greens, basically, So you get a month supply, and you get 10 cards. So we'll call that a bronze pack. A silver pack would include one power of 10 system and 20 cards. And a gold pack would include two power of 10 systems and 40 cards. So that's just, again, nothing's in stone at this point, but that's the concept. And that what we would do is we would set the compensation plan. This enrollment pack program will probably have a separate compensation plan, just a little bit different than the regular unilevel plan, in which if you enroll, let's say, three or four people, you'll get your money back for your enrollment. And so what you can do is say, okay, well, do you want to join as a bronze and get 10 cards to get your money back? As a silver, you have 20 cards to get your money back. Or as a gold, you have 40 cards to get your money back. And people will, from their own volition, say, wow, I think it would be easier for me to enroll those three or four people if I had 40 cards instead of 10. And so they're going to help talk themselves into a larger initial purchase, which not only makes more commission for you, but importantly, has more commitment on their side because they've invested more. When I opened up my spa, it was a big financial commitment for me. So I wasn't going to back out of being a spa owner after a month or two. Yeah, so the larger the investment that the people make, the bigger the commitment, and also the more leverage you have because the more cards are going out on your behalf. So if you enroll five people and they all are purchasing 40 cards or a gold pack, then you got 200 cards going out on your behalf helping to build your business. And this is the way that we'll be able to duplicate more quickly, is to encourage people to buy, you know, a bronze, silver, or gold pack. And most people have, with email lists and cell phone lists, hundreds of people they could potentially contact, but certainly dozens and dozens that they know fairly well. So 10 or 20 or 40 cards is not an unrealistic amount of cards to hand out. And so we've got a lot of ideas about how that may work. But now imagine that you have a gold pack that has 40 gift cards in it. The retail value of each gift card is $58 because they're getting a two-week supply of the Power of 10 pack. So $58 times 40 cards is well over $2,000 in value. Plus you've got the product as well. So, you know, whether it's $21, $22, $23, $2,400 worth of value, and we might be able to sell that gold pack for under $400, under $500. And so it makes it easier for somebody to be able to imagine that they're getting a good deal and imagine what they're supposed to do, which is hand out cards, simple, sample in a movie, hand out the cards. And if they know they only need to enroll three or four people to break even, they got 40 cards to do it, they can immediately understand what they're trying to accomplish and how to do it. And so the goal, I believe, of every network marketing company is to have a get into profit quick and a get rich slow business. So if we can show somebody very quickly how they can get their money back and be in profit, even if it's not a lot of money, then they know, okay, this is a less risky or risk-free or safe opportunity for me, because I can imagine that I could hand out those cards and I could get people interested in this business, and now I know what to do. So that's an overview of what we're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the bridge. And if somebody could just say hello. Hello? Hello? I'm not hearing anybody on the other line there. Can somebody talk? Hello? Is somebody out there?
Hello?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. This is Debbie.
Okay, good. Okay. Hi, Debbie. And are you on a listener line?
I'm on the listener line.
Okay, great. So if anybody would like to open up with a question or a clarification or a comment about the concept, I think that would be helpful.
I'm just processing this right at this moment. This is definitely new to me.
Okay. Well, it's new to most of the industry, and so that's something that's exciting. I mean, people want more money, and they don't want to use a lot of time. And so this is a way for them to do something pretty simple. You know, if you can hand out a gift card, you can be successful. If you can mail out a gift card, you can be successful. And hopefully will allow you all to get more product in more people's bodies, expose Dave in a bigger way through the autoresponders, and do all the things necessary to leverage more people's contact base, which is really, you know, the value that you bring to the table.
Do you see any problem at all with the delay from giving the card to the person ordering the card? You know, the whole startup delay. It seems like that could slow the whole process down a little. Although there's, you know, I see a lot of good points to it. What do you think about the delay end of it?
So you're saying that okay, so I'm in Colorado. Where are you?
Florida.
Okay, so you're in Florida. So right now, you've either got to sell me on the business without me experiencing the product, right, which some people can do but very few, or you're going to have to send me some product. So in this way, I type in the gift card number and the product comes from the warehouse, it's probably going to get to me in a similar amount of time as if you sent it, maybe faster because that's what the warehouse does for a living. Where, you know, you may not get to the mailboxes, et cetera, place for, you know, another 2 or 3 days. So for long-distance recruiting, I have no doubt that it's faster than for local recruiting. You know, it's really up to you. I mean, if you don't want to use the gift cards for local recruiting, if you'd rather sit down with somebody at a Starbucks and pour a shot of, you know, the Apapa Cherry or pour a drink of the More Greens and they try it, again, it's not just for you all, because most of you, I would imagine, are pretty good presenters, communicators, and salespeople. It's for everybody else who's not comfortable in sitting down at a Starbucks, pouring one shot of a Apapa Cherry, and signing somebody up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've got to go. This is JK, and I've got to go. But my wife's on the phone, and I'll get the rest of the info.
Okay, good enough. Excellent. We're good. So it was a good question, though, about delay. I mean, one of the things we want to definitely train people is that even though the autoresponder system is doing work for them on their behalf, that they should do their own follow-up, and hopefully people will be excited about the results in days, not weeks, so that, you know, that the process turns over pretty quickly. Okay, other questions, comments, ideas, understand?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
This is Ava from South Carolina.
Hi, Ava.
Hi. The way I understand right now, people have to have access to internet, email, and so on to use the system. So what about for those who do not have access to the internet and do not have a computer?
Well, they don't need to have access to the internet to use the system in that, a prospect will need to redeem the card through the internet. Yes, that's the case. So
email also, they'll receive it through the internet.
Well, the emails they would receive through the internet as well, correct. So you know, the gift cards themselves, somebody's going to have to enter the information into a computer. So if you have internet and I'm your prospect and I don't have internet, then you can enter the information in on my behalf, and I would still get the product sent to me.
Yeah.
But I would have no way of viewing the autoresponder emails or viewing the movie. I don't know what percentage of people don't have access to internet or email these days.
A lot.
I'm sure I think it's a very small percentage, but certainly there are those people. So you know that system is going to be less effective for somebody who doesn't have email or internet.
Is there anything available for those kind of people that we could do, or do you use the same system as before?
Well, not really. Unless you can think of something. I mean, the ability for the company to send out the product can happen, you know, like I say, as long as one person has internet, they can enter the number. But the autoresponders, you know, that comes by email. I think it would be fairly inefficient for the company to send out letters or something like that, you know, and cassette tapes or DVDs, because, you know, so I think, unfortunately, the primary power of the system is the card plus the internet. And so if people don't have access to the internet, it's going to be less effective.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, this is Stacy in Florida.
Hi, Stacy.
So on that point with the thing with the cards, I mean, if it works like it works now, that if we can put our information in to have things come to our home and then we deliver it to the prospects, but we've entered their name, you know, as a member or whatever they're going to do, then it would work just fine.
Well, the system will have controls on it so that the product cannot the product can only go to one address, and then it can only go to a non-distributor. So this is not going to be an opportunity for distributors to basically get product at a discounted price. So if you had a prospect who didn't have email, did not have internet access, you would enter in the card number and their address, and the product would go delivered to their address.
Okay. So that works just fine that way.
Yeah, the product piece is an easy piece. That you know, as long as somebody has access to the internet, I can tell you that I'm doing this with another company, and it really has not been an issue at all, period. Now, I don't know if I just don't hear of those issues, but of people who don't have internet access or email addresses, it's not been a major stumbling block, but you know, obviously there are still a lot of folks that don't have it. It just has not been a piece that's really been a challenge.
Right. It's just like for those local people, though, if they don't want to wait for the product, I can hand it to them and then have the product sent to me to replace it. So I was wondering if something like that would be in place and that would cover all that.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I that's not the intention of the system. So, yeah, I mean, if you're having success meeting with somebody at Starbucks and handing them out product, then you can continue to do that. So there's nothing that says you can't do something else. It's just this system and our experience with it so far is the biggest problem is not the people on this phone. The biggest problem is an average person who gets excited, decides to sign up, and then they don't know what to do, or they're scared to talk to their friends and neighbors. And so by being able to talk to somebody and say, I've got something for free for you, I've got something, I only have a few of them, I'm looking to launch this market, I'm excited and having a grand opening party and I can give out, you know, a handful of free bottles, all of those kinds of words get people into activity so that they're excited about, you know, about the business and they see some results.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is just another avenue that I could possibly think of. Could we have access to those autoresponders on the company site that we could ask some of those questions and we could contact these people in person on the phone or whichever way would be the easiest thing?
So I didn't hear that. I didn't understand the question. Can you say that again?
The autoresponder questions that are going to the people with emails, you know, if we could have access to some of those questions that we could follow up on ourselves with somebody that doesn't have internet, you know, as far as closing, you know, how did you like it, or I don't know what the questions might be, but if it's
the way the system works is the redemption site has the movie on it, and it has the redemption site has the movie on it, and it has the person's name, phone number, email, and shipping address so that they can get the product to them, and they're going to need to provide a credit card number so that they have a way for paying for the product, the $9.95 for shipping and handling. The autoresponders don't have questions. They have information. They help to communicate the benefits of the product and the benefits of the system and how you can make money and all those sorts of things. So, so there's not really questions necessarily that we're going to be sending, but you will have access to a back office where, let's say you bought 40 cards, you'll be able to one by one see as your prospects, decide to redeem the cards, you'll get an email. And not only will you get an email, you can go into this back office and see, oh, that's right, you know, this person redeemed a card 10 days ago, or this person. You'll be able to see all that and even see statistics, you know, as to I have 40 cards and four of them are redeemed. So I have 36 cards left and I have 10% redemption rate. And, you know, so, I mean, it's not super fancy, but it's pretty neat that, you know, you'll be able to kind of track your business and track your cards and where people are in the process. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Other comments? Questions? Hello?
I think you covered a lot of areas here.
Well, good. What are you most excited about, or what are you thinking about as far as thinking about this concept?
I think it's a very good concept. I think it's long overdue to really get the company to the next level. I think I call it being in the 21st century.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I appreciate you seeing it that way. And in fact, in my opinion, it steps us ahead of a lot of other companies as far as what they're doing and how they sample products. So I'm very excited about the results that we're getting and seeing from this one other company that I'm doing it with. So we've worked out the kinks. We're very confident that that this program works and works well, especially if the leadership gets behind it and they get excited about explaining how it works and you can really visibly see the power of leverage, where if you enroll four people and they've got 40 cards each, that's 160 cards, and they enroll four people, and and now you start to have cards out there in the marketplace that are product experiences.
Yeah.
And that's really what this business is about, is it wouldn't work if Purium had products that didn't work. But Purium has products that work. The only question is, how do you get people who are willing to tell others about it? And this seems to be a way that people are willing to go out and share it.
We've always believed that Dave needed to have some core products where we can stay focused on some key products. And I think by him hearing it from you, I think you got his attention in that area, because we were too scattered with too many things going on, all great products, but we had to really focus on some core products to get people's attention. And once we get that, like you said, get their attention, they're going to say, well, let me try something else. Let me try this. This is working. Let me try some of the other things that we have to offer them.
Good, good, good.
Great
well
concept.
Stated. Good, good. Anybody else have any comments, thoughts, questions?
Yeah, Dave, I have a question.
So
now we give one of these cards out to somebody. They love the products. They want to sign up. So the membership and everything's staying the same in regards to, the $49.95, I think it was, for the sign-up for the membership, unless the company does their, your $100 purchase for a free membership. How is that working in relation to somebody wanting to sign up after they experienced these products? Is that all staying the same?
Well, the starter kit is actually something Dave and I have been bouncing around, probably simplifying the starter kit, taking some stuff out of it, and probably including it for free as part of maybe the silver membership or the gold membership. So,
okay.
You know, something like that. So we'll see. You know, that's a good question, good point, important point in, you know, how this all works. Is, you know, trying to make it as easy as possible for somebody to start. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Okay. Anybody else? Comments, questions, things to consider around this program in particular? Okay. Well,
okay.
You know, good. All right. Well, I like to hear that. And you know, I'm excited about introducing this program to this company. I really believe that that it will make things much, much easier. I hear the passion and the commitment that people have to the product and to the company and to Dave and to Amy. And, you know, there's no shortage of people who want to make this business work. You know, the challenge is just getting down into the lower levels of the organization where an average person can talk to an average person and have above average results. And just getting more people talking to more people. And so that's what this will do. So, you know, we've still got some work to do on, you know, figuring out the starter kit and making the movies and, you know, making the audios and all that sort of stuff. So we don't have a specific delivery date as of right now. I think the goal would be sometime in January and maybe sooner than that to test it. And, you know, in the meantime, I think being a leader is a two-way street, and so, you know, Dave and Amy and the company are investing a lot of money and a lot of effort, and so, you know, I think, number one, they're looking for your input and thoughts and things to consider, and that's why you're on this call today, and so Dave, you know, he emphasized that before he got off the call, which is, you know, give him a call, give him an email, you know, if you have any questions, have any comments, about this program so that we can consider those before we, you know, put everything in cement. And then, you know, we got some other things going on. We have Tuesday and Thursday night calls. They're on your behalf. The Tuesday night calls are training calls. The Thursday night calls are business opportunity presentations. So we would love to see and hear, you know, your voices on those and your participation and, you know, email some of the folks in your downline and get them on those calls. There's nothing more exciting than to join a call and hear beep, 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 and hearing 20, 30, 50, 70 people, and it creates that camaraderie and that community and that excitement. And I know that some of that happens on the product calls, and I think if your goal is to build a significant part-time or full-time income, then, again, it's, you know, it's not just you. It's you and a handful of people that are really engaged in the business that can go out and make this happen. I know there are meetings happening in Florida. I know about half the folks on the phone are from Florida. I know there's a lot of focus on those meetings. Obviously, anything you can do to be promoting those and getting people excited about it, and it sounds like Dave's going to share, at least in concept, you know, this gift card idea. So that's another reason for you to be promoting these meetings in Florida. And then ultimately, we're going to need some of you to share your stories for these new tools, whether it's in the movie or whether it's in an audio or whether it's on a Tuesday night call or a Thursday night call. You know, one of the things that this company does is it definitely delivers great product results, and ultimately we hope that it'll be delivering great business results with people earning, you know, significant income. And so we need to hear from you and share those stories. So, you know, the company and the field, they're two sides of the same coin. We're both working, you know, the toward the same goal. We do certain things, you do certain things. And as far as being a field leader, you know, those are things that are really important for you to do. So, you know, anything you can do in that regard is helpful in creating that excitement and energy and community. And especially as this program comes closer and closer to reality, you know, promoting it to your team and getting people behind it. And you know, so I didn't get clarity from Dave as to whether or not this is a concept that you should or shouldn't be sharing. So let's assume for now that you should not be sharing this with your team. but maybe start December 1st once Dave goes out on the road and starts talking about it a bit more, then it may be something that you could be sharing, and maybe we can put together a little sell sheet with some bullet points that highlight some of the benefits that we talked about as far as how it's easier to recruit and how it's, you know, the system does a lot of the work for you and how it's easier to show value and all those things. So we'll make it easy for you to talk about it with your team and get people excited so that as we launch this, then we've got dozens or hundreds of people lined up to buy cards, which will create leverage for the leaders that are on this call. So that's the game plan. That's what we want to accomplish. And I'm not sure when our next leadership call will be, but I would imagine that we'll have, you know, at least one more before we roll this out to make sure that you have the latest updates, have the latest information, have, you know, copies of the autoresponders and other things so that you're involved in the process and feel good about what it is that we're promoting. So hopefully that all makes sense and that you're excited about the potential of using these gift cards as not only a way to organically grow your business, but also potentially to go after more serious network marketers. You know, this is something that's different that will get people's attention. There are a lot of companies out there that sell nutrition. And, you know, this is a tool that a lot of people will see very quickly and say, wow, that's different. If I brought my team over here, I could see how we would be more successful because of this tool. So the tool is not only helping your business grow, but it's also helping you promote your business. It's also helping you train other people as to what to do in their business. And if we get a lot of people doing a little bit over and over and over on a consistent basis, you know, good things will happen. So, you know, I'll just leave you with that unless anybody has some final last comments.
I have one question or suggestion. This is Ava. Again, from South Carolina.
Yeah.
I have noticed that one product, the fruit mix, it does not taste so good compared to other products that I have tasted, and people have been told me that they don't like it. So is there a plan to change it a little bit so it can taste better, and also it's not, it doesn't get too hard with time?
Well, I think that's a really good question. Dave's the only person who could answer that, so I will definitely take that to him as a question. And it's a good comment. It's an important comment since, you know, those are the two products right now that we want to focus on, is that, you know, fruits and vegetables, real simple, common sense, you know, conversation of, you're probably not getting 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. You're definitely not getting 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Here's a way to do that. So I think the story is good, but we need to make sure that the product we deliver is good as well. So very good comment. Thanks, Ava. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for your help. That's very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anybody else? Going once, going twice? Okay, well, we got this in about an hour. Hopefully you got enough to chew on, and as I said, we'll probably come back with a follow-up email at some time in the next week or two to everybody with some highlights of the program and things that you can, you know, start promoting to your team. In the meantime, let's just keep it between ourselves, and hopefully you guys can get excited and start to formulate plans for how you would use these and how you'd roll them out. And that's coming soon.
Thanks, David.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Have a great day.